So when the consequence is not in our hand, how can we consider the consequence as a factor in deciding what is right or wrong? Yeah, this is more of overall analysis rather than a specific analysis. What I mean by that is that sometimes the right and wrong is not in terms of moral categories. It's simply in terms of practical decisions. I may decide, okay, while cooking a particular item, I may just use this ingredient this much. And I find, okay, this is not, you know, I use too much salt, I put too much sugar. Next time I'll put less. So, here we are talking about right and wrong. It's not so much to, it's not that putting this much salt is morally right and putting that much salt is morally wrong. No, that's not, it's not a moral category. But still we learn from consequence, you know, okay, this was too much. So, we are talking here more in terms of learning rather than learning from events. So we do learn from life. You know, okay, this led to this. So maybe I should not act this way. So sometimes, as I said that, if some people are very touchy, means very, very, very hypersensitive, then our intent in maybe telling them that something they are doing is wrong, that may be good, we want to help them. Our content also may be very, we may speak very sensitively. But still if there is a big overreaction from them, then you may decide it's not worth it. You know, they will learn their lessons on their own way. And it is not that our intent or content was wrong, but it is that the consequence turned out to be wrong. So we learn from that and then we adapt ourselves in future. So what is right and wrong is not always in terms of moral categories. But it's in terms of practically how things turn out. We are also meant to learn from experience and improve our decision-making process. Does that answer your question? Yeah.